A new bill that would require sheriffs across North Carolina to cooperate with immigration officials is slated to become law this year. The news is cause for alarm for many in the state's Latino immigrant community. WUNC's Aaron Sanchez-Guerra reports.
58-year-old Gregorio Morales is a Mexican expat who's called North Carolina home for 3 decades. He's no stranger to protesting at the General Assembly. Morales works as a landscaper. He says he makes an honest living as part of the blue-collar Latino community, which he describes as the backbone of the American economy. Over the years, immigrant workers and activists like Morales have rallied against Republican-sponsored bills that would force local sheriffs to transfer undocumented immigrants in local jails to the custody of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. They say that instead of reducing crime, measures like that put vulnerable families at risk and fracture community relations with law enforcement. House Bill 10 is the latest such bill. This week, Republicans in the North Carolina Senate and House passed a spending deal along party lines that orders sheriffs to cooperate with federal agents.
Enough! Basta! Enough! Basta!
Victor Alvarez rallied outside of the legislature in Raleigh earlier this week. He's vice president of El Colectivo NC, an immigrant advocacy coalition. He identified himself as undocumented. Alvarez says it's sad that the community has to come to the legislature every year pleading for mercy. He says they're coming out of the shadows and demanding to be heard. Longtime Latina activist Anna Blackburn also attended the rally. She co-directs Women Leading for Wellness and Justice, and she spoke with Senate Pro Tem Phil Berger while surrounded by a small crowd who came to protest the bill.
We want you to understand, look at these people behind you. These are people that are taxpayers. These are people that if they don't work, they don't get paid.
The bill's lead sponsor, Representative Destin Hall, says the bill is going after violent criminals, not minor offenses like driving without a license. Governor Roy Cooper is expected to veto the bill, a move that can be overridden by the legislature's Republican supermajority. Aaron Sanchez-Guerra, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.